Lord, let your word flow. Dear Lord, let your service just run free in your hands. And dear Lord, we're just willing vessels to receive what you have for us tonight, dear Lord. Give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Well, praise God. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. I don't do that very often, so y'all excuse. Just listen to the words. It's more important. God is great. He is greatly to be praised. Amen. 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 Good to see y'all tonight. Good to see all our visitors. Just welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to go straight into the Word. I don't want to hold you up. I know it's a weeknight, even though I can brag a little bit. Today's my Friday, so I'm done for the week, except for my honey-do list. Praise God. But just as y'all know, as we get into Scripture, we're fixed to read. If y'all would, turn to John 6. We're going to start with chapter 6. We're going to start with verse 32. We're going to read 32 through 40. John 6, 32 through 40. If y'all would turn that way. And for y'all that know we're missing somebody, Brother Eddie, Miss Penny, and little Trey, they've been able to slip off a little bit this week. They're coming back towards the end of the week. But this is their chance to get away. They've gone to Alabama camping. I've already got a picture of where they're standing on a rock, and Trey is just copying his grandpa. And one's got a walking stick, and so does little Trey, and they're having a great time. I know they are. So it didn't turn out to be the whole family, but those three, I know Brother Eddie and Trey are probably giving Miss Penny fits right now, so I know they're having a great time. But we're going to be in John 6. Like I said, we're going to start in verse 32. If y'all would, just bear with me. I just want to lift the Lord up in His glory. And then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father give you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Then said they unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Oh, praise God. "But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. For I come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last days." And y'all listen to this one. "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have," what? "Everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Praise God. Brother Walter, would you ask the Lord just to bless this word tonight, please? Yes, Lord.
In our hearts, to give us something to draw on this week and strengthen us, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, my brother, and Lord, our ears, let the congregation say amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to, excuse me, get that out of the way now. I just want to, like I said, recognize y'all tonight and just thank you. I love the opportunity that the Lord has given me, that when I have an opportunity to get up here and speak, or even in Sunday school or anywhere that I go, that I have an option that I'm allowed just to let somebody know about Jesus. And that's what this is tonight. Because the message here, and I want to reemphasize 40, and it says, "This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." I've been thinking about a word that's involved here. We read it probably three times. But if there was a title to this message tonight, it would be, "I Choose Life." And this is a choice that we go into. And I'd like to kind of give a little intro as we go into it. You know, there's a difference in life and death. We hear this very regularly. I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. I just mentioned my mom that we lost, and Lane's mom just a couple of months before that. Like at work this last week, a president of our company, she lost her dad. At the same time, she was in the hospital, so she had to watch his funeral. They did FaceTime or whatever you call that on the phone where she could watch it, because they're up in North Carolina. And then our credit manager,
her mom died Sunday. So it's so real, the earthly death, this flesh that we live in. But what I like to talk about more tonight than these tragedies and these sorrows and this part of life that God has given us to live through is a different kind of death. The death that Jesus is talking about here. As you read in 6, you know, it's a long chapter, and it even talks about the 5,000 that were fed with the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes. Talks about so many things. It was mentioned Sunday night, and they even sit down in that green pasture as we talked about, as Brother Chris did. And there's so many things that go forth here, but I want to go into a death that's different, and I want y'all to think about this tonight. And it's a different death. It's a spiritual death. And it's something that I've toiled with. In the messages that we've had, you know, I told you I was so excited about the fire and so excited about everything that's going forth. It is just a point that I've realized that it's time for me to make a choice. Am I going to let the pressure of this world weigh me down? Am I going to let the sorrows, the issues that come forth? And I know life happens. But I'm talking about a death that destroys each and every one of us. They take our joy. They take our peace. We get to where our spirit is so low that doldrums get to that point. You know, like I told you, I'm semi-retired now, so I can kind of brag a little bit. I'm not fully retired. Miss Elaine and I hopefully one day will. We may be 95 or 100 or something. But there's a death there that I'm concerned with. I see it in families. You hear it in the tragedies. I have to turn off. I don't know if y'all have said this before, but I've had to quit looking at the news because Miss Elaine tells me to turn off talk radio. She says she can see my face changing. And she says, get away from it. Which I would preferably have. I like all kind of Christian music. Well, pretty much. I like contemporary and I love Southern gospel. But thanks for Pandora. I can put it on when I'm running and just do that kind of stuff. But let me talk about another death here. And I'm talking about a real death. I'm not accusing anyone here. I'm not pointing fingers. So I want you to know this is just a word God's laid heavy on my heart. And I need to speak it. I know He wants me to because I tried to change subjects 2 or 3 times. But think about this. I choose life. Jesus just said, and He says, and seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on that last day. That's complete life. It's full life. It's forever life. But this death that I'm talking about, this spiritual battle we're going through, and I just jotted some things down, so if y'all excuse me, I'm going to move around and read them. But some of these deaths that you see destroying people and their families is anger or hatred or shame, loneliness, worry, fear, drugs, alcohol, many kinds of addictions there. Lust, idolatry. And that can be something as simple as our job, our finances. As it was spoken here recently with the wonderful messages going out, it could be that nice truck you drive or that you desire. And then what does that create? It creates guilt. It creates sorrow. But there's one that's in the Bible, and I didn't write down the verse it's in. Most of y'all Bible readers probably know it. But it says, true death. And that's my words, but it says, he who believes not is that death I'm talking about. That spiritual death. If you choose life and you choose to follow the Lord, but if you let these other things, our spirit seems to be destroyed. It weighs down on our soul and everything that we do. That sorrow that we run into, that loneliness, that fear. I know I've mentioned it before. There's a time to where, you know, we could come into church and worship the Lord and have our mindset that we're going to follow the Lord. Or we can let the temperature in the building bother us, the music too loud, too soft, someone come and distract us. But if we have our focus on Jesus as we walk in and on hearing His Word, we're not here to be entertained. We're here to worship God. And we're to feast on His Word and His table. Now, I'm different. Everyone that you'll hear speak here, all our ministers are different. We have different techniques, different styles. I've always said that if y'all see me jump in pews, you'll know it's the Lord. Because my balance is not what it used to be. So y'all just enjoy it with me. But God is great. And I want to talk about this. We have an option tonight. And everything that we do as we lead our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, those that we work with, those that we deal with, we have an option to show them true life. And that's the life of Jesus Christ that's given us. That wholesomeness that He provides. But we can also get wrapped up in anger, hatred, and all the sorrows that are going on right now. There's hunger. There's needs. We have an opportunity, no matter what you are. You know, the body of Christ is everything. From the little toe all the way up to the hair on our head to whatever situation we are. You look at me and y'all know I've got a crazy eye that does what it wants to. But I'm blessed. I can see out of both of them. So normally I could have to, when I go to the eye doctor, he'll say, look out of the right, he has to tell me which eye he wants me to look at him with, because I have to tell it to go over there. But I'm blessed, I can still see. There are those that lose that other eye because of the weakness. I mean, it's not as strong. I have to wear safety, you know, thicker lenses and all that stuff, but I'm blessed. But you know, I was letting things get to me. I was letting things bother me. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I catch myself having too much pride sometimes. I worry about things. You know, what if I mess up? What if I talk to somebody and they know more Bible than I do? I had a chance, and I'm not talking bad about the young man because he's really a good guy, but I'm praying for him. I had to go pick him up. His truck broke down in Augusta, so we put him up in a motel that night. He was typical, like me, had no money on him, so we're trying to do things with charge cards on the phone and all. And I went and got him the next day. Well, he's a Jehovah's Witness. And he started challenging me a little bit coming home. That was a long ride. But God provided. God provided, because I said things that I didn't even know I knew. And that's what God can do. But see, I choose life. And I'm not going to tell you I always did. But tonight, today, and the Lord has just opened up. And I'll be honest with you, all the combination, the messages, the songs, the spirit, everybody being so in tune with what's going on. I heard the word life. Live. And that was really the first title. Was I want to live. I want to live for God. But most of all, I want to live with the fruits of the Spirit within me. That anywhere that I go, I can still smile. I can still reach out. I can still help. I can reach out and touch those that need help. If you ever ask somebody, how you doing? And they tell you. Be prepared. But thank God that He lets you have that Spirit. And even if you speak up sometimes. But I think about this, and y'all excuse me for turning my back on you, but my notes are up here. And I don't really look at them, but I have little things written down. If we look at this Scripture, and if you look at so many places, let me just say from here, let me just read a couple of quick ones to you, and I'll get back in my thought. And in 35 it says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life." He talks about life again. "He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." And I mentioned in 40, everlasting life. And if you kick over to 47, y'all know what verily, verily means, don't you? In my mind, it means listen up, listen up. Some people say truly, truly. But he's getting your attention. When Jesus says, verily, verily. But in 47, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." He's talking about life again. And in 48, "I am the bread of life." And there's probably more. And then if we flip over, I know that 54, "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at that last day." In 58, "This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of the bread shall live forever." It is so powerful. And we know that Jesus at this time is talking about a sacrifice. We know exactly what's going on because we've had the privilege of seeing the end of the book. And we know exactly what God is providing for us. But as I was doing this, and I was just making my notes, and I was jotting down, and I got tied up at work this morning, and I had typed some stuff up, and then I had my notes, and then I was looking up some other scripture. But I kept remembering the lady at the well. And if you go back to 4:14, he tells her, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." He keeps referring to life. He keeps referring to life. I know it's eternal life. But I also know that glory that I'm going to celebrate with God in this eternal life can be lived in this moment right now. Amen. It's a reassurance that we have that no matter where we are, what we do, we have an assurance. It's like going into surgery. When you know no matter what, you're a winner, right? You're a winner either way. He's either going to heal you and bring you through. As we think about Brother Vince and talking about triple bypass. We have Brother Thomas that had his bypass. We have so many other situations. We had Brother Vic. He's not able to be here tonight because he's probably sitting with Lynn's dad. He's got this going through. But Brother Vic, we almost lost him so many times and so many things. There's other people. I can't even mention all the names. And y'all forgive me for not remembering everything as we do. That's why I really hate calling names. But I want us to think about this life that we have today. We can get so heavy down. We can get so wrapped up in the world and trying to succeed in the world. Those treasures that we're trying to store up here, I'd rather store my treasures in heaven. Amen? That's what we want to do. We want to be in this position. I choose life. If I'm going to get weighted down, I'm going to be pushed around, I'm going to let this stuff destroy me, that when I go home, I can't even smile at my wife, or I get in a situation to where that one person cut me off, and instantly I want to snap at them on I-20. That is not the way I want to live. And I'm sure y'all don't either. I'm not saying you do. Maybe I'm the only one, okay? Maybe I'm the only one. I will tell you this. I have a testimony. I felt like I was working very hard to let people know how much I love the Lord and who I am. Well, there's one guy that I was calling down because of his language. And he looked at me and he says, "Well, I saw you throw that clipboard and push that chair across the floor." Check. Absolutely. But I have an out. I have a Jesus that'll forgive me. I have a Redeemer. I can ask for forgiveness. And I told him, I said, I still feel comfortable in correcting and asking you not to talk that way. But I said, yes, I was wrong. And I was able to tell him, but I says, I have a Savior that I can go to and I can ask for forgiveness. Because I choose life. If we come in here tonight, no matter what, how rough your day was, no matter what's going on, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of stuttering a little bit because I want to try to say some things and I want to be careful. But I want to say this. There's no reason that we should let a storm that comes against us completely destroy us. We should just put it in Jesus' hand and say, no matter what, you're going to carry me through. No matter what. Miss Jennifer sings that song, "The Anchor Holds." I love that song. Because no matter what, it says the sails are tattered. Can you imagine seeing that ship to and fro? I don't know if y'all have been out and seen the storms. And I've had an option, an opportunity to be in one. I wasn't in the ship, but we were on shore and we were all trying to take cover. But some of the stuff that I saw in those docks, the way those boats were tossed to and fro. Matter of fact, after the storm, some of them were sitting up on the dock when the water receded. But think about that. But the anchor held. And that's who my Jesus is. We have a choice. And I know this is a Wednesday night crowd, so you choose to be here. Yeah, I hope. Now, if you need us to bribe you with a hot dog or something, we might have to do that too. But I just want y'all to know we have an opportunity to spread this love, to spread His word, to give Him that, to show art through us. Not that we're anything special, but God is everything. How great Thou art. That's why I want to sing that tonight. Because if you read how that song was written, and I didn't even do all the verses. I just do the first and the last. But he talks about going up and he sees the storms. If you think about it, all the storms, the dark clouds, the lightning, the thunder, everything that's created. But then you also see that beautiful clear blue sky afterwards. That's the same God that created both. And I don't know, my heart's just pounding because I realize for me, it's been a wake-up call. Because I don't want to get in that doldrums. I want that revival. I want that flame to fly so high that people can see it from miles around. I want them to know without a shadow of a doubt when they step through these doors or they get near any of y'all, that includes me, that they feel what Jesus has given each and every one of us. There's a joy and a peace that's only provided by Him. And you know, as I was talking, you know, you can even look over. I'm not smart. I wrote all these down. But in 7:37 and 38, we were still in John. Let me get to the right page. I didn't have it marked. In the last day, listen to this. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of" what? Living water. Just like that lady said, give me the water that I won't have to thirst anymore. She actually said, give me the water that I won't have to carry anymore. She didn't even realize until he had finished telling her the things that he told her about her, who she was actually talking to. She ran into town and says, come see the man that told me everything about me. Everything. Jesus knows our heart right now. He knows your heart. He knows your struggles. He knows your needs. Or better yet, He knows your family needs. There are so many. Our prayer list, I didn't even mention them all. Sister Nikki and all the things that's going on with that family and everything that Kevin was asking for prayer. Him and I talked the other day. And there's so many things that, you know, God is working miracles. He's touching. There's so many things going on, but we can't even mention them all. You know, we celebrate a birth and we cry at a funeral. But we need to cry for the lost. We need to have compassion. We need to have an opportunity that we could reach out to them. And don't let people tell you that in this world today it's not appropriate to say, have a blessed day. It's not appropriate to say, well, praise God. Don't let it stop you. Carry your banner high and live that life. Choose life. And I know y'all do. I know in your heart, and maybe this is just for me tonight, but I want y'all to experience exactly what I'm feeling right now. There's so many times, Elaine and I talk about this many times, you can go into the job and she's actually got one she works with that gets upset when somebody tells them, have a blessed day. And he tells them that. And we just pray for him. But we're going to live our life. We're going to live for the Lord. And we're going to be strengthened by Him. You know, we may be looking for change. And I wrote this down in our life, and we want to do better. You know, it's kind of like Brother Eddie always throws it at me when I said we need to do something. He says, yeah, you need one of them round two-its, one of them little wooden coins that says round two-it. And I always tell Elaine, we need to. Or, you know, we're going to one day. But see, it's not time to do that in our spiritual walk, our walk with God. We need to choose life now. We need to accept Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I know I'm not making this as much a salvation message as it is a salvation message. But it's an opportunity for us to reach out to those in our families, those loved ones, those that are struggling, those that we work with, those that we meet on the street. When we do prayer lists and we do prayer situations, you know, there are people you run into. And I know visiting the ICU waiting room pretty much every week, you run into folks and you see them, and so many of them are so just distraught. They don't really know what's going on. Nobody plans to go to the ICU. And it's a short-term thing, hopefully, for them. And you ask them if they need prayer, or you ask them situations. Some of them are pretty closed-mouthed. But the majority of them, if you really show them concern, they're going to open up to you. Not that I'm praying, but I'm offering to pray for them or to pray with them. I'm offering a church that will pray with them. And it doesn't make me anything bigger or Miss Elaine anything bigger. It's just a small way to outreach. Whatever ministry you have, if it's teaching little ones, if it's singing, if it's whatever it is, if it's ministering in whatever direction you do, use what God has given you and let Him bless you. Let Him do. Testify about what God has brought you from and where He's carrying you to. Because that testimony, so many people, that's the closest they're going to get to reading the Bible or hearing about Jesus. If you tell people what God's done for you, how He healed you, how He touched you, how He lifted you up. And there's one thing I read, and I told you this wouldn't be long tonight. I didn't want to hold y'all back, because I know. And I just wrote this down. It says, how can I celebrate without telling somebody? I know I got a wake-up call. And if it's that revival spirit, then praise God. If it's something I need checked, praise God. If He needs to step on my shoes, praise God. If He needs to correct me, praise God. But if He just wants to enrich me and reassure me, I praise Him too for that. But this message is for me, as I said, and I hope y'all get something out of this tonight. But I'm going to read something by choosing life, choosing Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And this is something that we all know, but I have to write it down because I transpose words, so y'all have to excuse me. But it's in Galatians 5:22 and 23. It's the fruit of the Spirit. But this is what life gives you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Listen to this one. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And that's what He's promised us. So we're filled with His Spirit as we receive. Then why aren't we sharing it? You know, I didn't do it. I just realized this right now. You could almost see the opposite of this in some of those that I wrote down as danger and death. Because if you got hatred and shame, that is not the same as gentleness and long-suffering or that peace. They're just the opposites of what I wrote down. I didn't realize that till just now. But God is great. He loves each and every one of you. I just want y'all to think about life tonight. Think about it in a different direction. I talked about the physical. Talked about what we've experienced in our family, and I know other people have done the same thing recently. And what my office is going through with two people within less than 5 days, both losing a parent. But I feel it's important that we take a moment and let God check us and lift us up. There are some in here that's on recovery and that are on the road and it's being successful, but the enemy still wants to pull them back. There's some of us that I don't want us to feel like we're on easy street and we don't have to worry about what might be coming out lurking around us. I want us to be on our toes. And being on our toes is putting Jesus first in everything we do. Our devotional, our prayer life, the walk that we're having. I just want y'all to think about this tonight, and I pray for y'all and your families. Y'all pray for me and my family because we're not together. We had a reunion, and I realized everybody's got one in their family. And I think I had a couple of them. But I love them to death, and I'm still praying for them. And I tell them I'm praying for them. They just look at me. But you know, God is great, and He'll reach them too. I know He will. He'll give them a chance, and that's all we ask for. But I love you. I know this is not a shouting, you know, running the aisle message, but it's one that really pricks my heart. And I just think about this. And if y'all get a chance, read John 6. There's so much in there. You know, there's the time as Jesus appeared while they're in the storm and got on the boat, and all of a sudden it's at the shore they're going to. It's all the things they do. Feeding the 5,000. And that just says 5,000 men. That doesn't mean the multitudes that He feeds. And they still got the 12 baskets of fragments. That's just part of it. And then you get into this life, and you get into so many things. But this is what Jesus is telling us, and we just have to follow Him. And I just turn this one on. It's just go along with it. It says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And that's life. Think about it. Think about it. You have someone to intercede for you. You have someone to stand in the gap for you. You have someone at the right hand of God right now speaking up for each and every one of us that have given our life to Him. And when we sing, I'm redeemed, what a powerful song to know our Redeemer. Amen. Praise God. Let's all stand. Praise God. I told you I wouldn't hold you long. I could keep going on, but I feel like we've done what the Lord has wanted us to do tonight. I want to mention a couple of more names as we talked about. We talked about Lynn and Vince, and Brandon, and Sister Nikki. And I also want to mention Miss Sybil, which is Lynn's mom. She's having a procedure. They're supposed to trying to get they can't do the MRI, but whatever it is, her shoulder's been giving a lot of trouble too. They're going to do it Friday, Vic was telling me. And there's so many others, and I know we raised hands, but if anybody else wants to add someone in there, yes, praise God. Absolutely, absolutely. Praise God. Being Miss Lori's not here, or somebody to put it on the prayer list, if you want to jot the name down and put it in the prayer box too, we can do that. But I just want to think about this. I want y'all to think about it. Think about what God's allowed us to do. It's an honor to pray for someone. It is a privilege that He gives us to speak directly to Him, but also to speak someone's name and ask Him to touch that situation. Y'all all just bow your heads, and if anyone needs to come to the altar tonight, this altar is open. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Dear Lord, I feel this message is complete. Dear Lord, I know to some it might be short. To some it might be long. But dear Lord, as we talk about You, we can never say enough. And Lord, we thank you, dear Lord. We just want to worship you, dear Lord. Thank you for the spirit that we feel in this house tonight. Lord, we ask for those that are traveling for you to protect them. Those names that were mentioned, dear Lord, that you will just touch each and every one. And dear Lord, those that are having surgery, those that are finished their procedures, that you'll help them with the recovery. But dear Lord, those that are getting situations in their life as they get older, dear Lord, that are in nursing homes, and dear Lord, or assisted livings, or dear Lord, that are just struggling day to day, dear Lord, may you touch each and every one. But dear Lord, as we choose life tonight, dear Lord, as we choose you as our Lord and Savior, as we surrender all to you, dear Lord, Lord, we ask now that you're just placing each and every one those, not only the fruits of the Spirit, but Lord, that we'll realize that we can have joy even in the storm, that we can feel peace, and that you will calm that storm. Lord, you will keep us safe. Lord, we know things will happen, but dear Lord, we know at times, dear Lord, it's just a cleansing sky, that after the storm clears, that beautiful blue sky and that fresh air that you provide for us in that beautiful rainbow. But dear Lord, again, thank you for allowing us to be here tonight for our guest, our visitors, dear Lord. Lord, keep everyone safe as we prepare to leave, dear Lord. Be with Brother Eddie and his family as they enjoy the rest of their vacation. Lord, for the new peoples coming in our church, dear Lord, bless them. Their fire they're bringing, the excitement they're bringing. And Lord, for all of us, may we not grow stale. Dear Lord, may we let that spirit of revival, dear Lord, that you just spark in each and every one of us. And dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. Y'all have a